Your Pompey League debut, a clean sheet and a victory. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It didn't come easily, I can assure you of that. But as a defender, what you want to do is, well, first of all, as a footballer, you want to play games, which have been few and far between since I've come down here. But so it was nice to get out there today myself. And as a defender, you want to clean sheets. And doing that today was a real positive for me and the rest of the lads at the back.
We noticed to change things up, and it was one of those up and down games where you're in control and then you're not, and then things change. How as a defender, how do you view that? Because it was a vastly changing game.
Yeah, I felt quite comfortable in the first half. Didn't think they threatened us at all. And then when we got the goal, it was like just an onslaught from them, which is going to happen because, as I was just saying, teams don't come against Portsmouth and just treat it like any other game. It's a big event for them, and you've got to expect those things. So it's to get a clean sheet was really satisfying, and hopefully, as I said just before, I've done enough to give the gaffer a problem for Saturday.
Yeah, the final 15 minutes, it really did feel like someone was going to grab a goal from somewhere.
Yeah, when you've got quality on the pitch, like Cal's come off the bench, I all know what Cal's about, and he's managed to win as a penalty. But then it's also nice to have the likes of Doyle around you and Rosie, who are going to put the foot in, and Drew Talbot making clearances. And then obviously the keeper, Fordy, who is just as important, those goal line blocks, keep it turning 3 points into one.
How does it feel as a centre-half? You're defending a corner, it's a 93rd minute, and the keeper comes 6 yards off his line and calmly claims the ball.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like, obviously, I wasn't here last year, so I didn't know all the goalie troubles you had. But, since I've been in, Fordy's been ever present, and obviously makes a big difference at the back. So it's nice when he comes and collects it, and you can just breathe a sigh of relief.
Gary Roberts taking a key penalty. You must always feel reasonably confident in that moment.
Yeah, obviously, I've seen him it two down the middle now, and both of them gone in. So it was nice, but I didn't watch it, to be honest. I was there, eyes closed, turned away. But that feeling when you go one up, you know that you've got a good chance of winning the game, and it'll make the 4-hour trip, whatever it is, back a lot easier.
How is the back now? Are you back to 100%? And how frustrating was it to pick up that injury and almost have a little bit of stop start to your Pompey career?
Yeah, I feel I'm getting back to 100% now. The last 10 minutes was tough, but that's going to happen. You're not going to get 90 minutes in this league is it easy, do you know what I mean? So I feel I'm getting back to 100%, and hopefully I've shown the gaffer what I can do enough to warrant myself keeping a space in the team.
It's always tough when you've got the likes of Matt Clark coming back. There's a real competition for places at that back.
Yeah, that's what you expect at a club like Portsmouth. You're not gonna be surrounded by bad players, and I've got the shirt at the moment, so it's down to myself to keep it. Obviously there was a couple of bad results midweek last week, and I've got my chance, sort of thing. So that's down to me. Hopefully, as I say, I've done enough today, but then when the other lads come back, the competition will be healthy, and it can only be good for the team on the pitch.
Just finally now, those opening couple of draws now look good results when you throw in two wins on top of it.
Well, yeah, we were talking before that obviously Carlisle will probably be up there come the end of the season, and Crewe have come down from the league above, so you never know. It could prove two good points. We would have liked to have started better, but hopefully we've set a bit of momentum now, and we can keep it going with two home games coming up.
And one last one, was it strange not having the gaffer in the technical area barking his instructions as he often is?
Yeah, you couldn't hear his voice from the sideline, which was a bit strange, but we've got a lot of talkers in the team, so we kept each other on it. As I said before, 40 at the backs keeps your head on the game, so it was not a problem today.